Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on,
Ontario.
Because the conversation starts now.
Oh, I've got quite a busy day. I've been working on my business, but tonight I'm going to be part of one of the other things that's a passion of mine, which is called Friends of the Library. I'm on the executive board, and tonight we're having the annual general meeting at the library. So all the, you know, the
big muckety mucks, all the scholars,
essentially. And on that board, I'm the secretary. So I have to take all the minutes and make sure everything is sort of organized. And
I'm on a committee now too for a big money making gala. My mentor, I saw that woman clean the clock, honey. She raised $10 million in 2.5 hours.
Wow.
I know, she's a beast.
Well, this particular, we have quite a large library system in, I live in London, Ontario, which is near Toronto. And our ours is a volunteer organization. It's considered like a charity, but they have a bookstore that they sell used items, like used books, DVDs, this, that, and the other, that they raise money. And they also, they go to different other events and raise money. So in the last few years, they've raised well over $1 million that have been contributed to the library system. And they're a really energetic group of people. So,
you know, a library is just such a, you know, a staple, just the feel and the touch and the smell of a, you know, a library. And
oh, absolutely.
All that it brings through, and just all the, you know, it's endless. The world is endless. So are you. Brains, I forgot to tell you where we are. We're here on the edge. We just got to chatting it up about culture. You guys have culture? Are you philanthropic? So I was telling you, Carol, I'm on this board, and what they're doing is called Vroom, and they are taking a portion of San Diego's historical auto museum and making it a workshop for underserved and overlooked youth.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they are going all out. So,
oh boy.
Yeah, it's going to be a race car theme. I love doing that kind of stuff. Doesn't it do your heart good to?
Oh, it does. And is it one with like older cars, or are they new?
Classic, like the body rides and, you know, and motorcycles.
Oh,
I'll send you some. I'm going to, after I talk to you, I'm going to the meeting. I was so, you know, happy to be a part of that, you know, because to be a part of something bigger than something, you know, of self is so giving. And you're a giving kind of woman. Tell us how you show up in the world.
Well, I'm definitely was raised to be giving, because I really model myself after my parents, because they were very, very big all through their life on volunteering and giving back, mostly in their church. I mean, I've done it in other ways, but it was just as natural to me to say, how can I help you in some organization if they needed it? And I get a great deal of joy and happiness out of doing that. Plus, sometimes you get to go to some really nifty events.
Ooh, and I'm telling you, this gala, it is just the food and just being in the room just makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Being in the room.
So I would say it's almost as natural to me as breathing to be a concerned giving person, mostly because, you know, my parents modeled that for me all of my life, and they were still volunteering well into their 80s, you know, and that they've passed on now, unfortunately, but I'm continuing doing that. And I have a twin sister, and she does exactly the same thing. She's on.
Is she identical twin?
Yes, she is.
Ooh, I bet that was fun.
And we are both on this board for the Friends of the Library Association, and she's the newsletter editor, and I'm the secretary.
Oh, so, well, take a picture and send me a picture of you and your twin sister. I want to.
I certainly will. So
that's really good. That's really good. But you're doing more than that. You know, you are working with the woman that is taxed out and has the overachiever syndrome, can never say no, no self-care, you know, overlooking herself. What are you doing in that space right now?
Well, it's interesting that you asked me that, because right now I'm taking my whole business and repositioning it. Before, especially before COVID, I was doing one-on-one coaching with women entrepreneurs. And then when COVID came, I had to switch to online because people just were not getting, you know, together in person. So since COVID is now, you know, it's going in the past, but I'm switching my whole...
No, it's not. They just took it off CNN. They talked about gas prices.
Well, anyways, I've pivoted my whole business. I'm going online. I'm going towards group coaching so I can get my message to more people. Plus, I'm busy designing some online courses that will be available for women at a very, you know, reasonable cost, or, you know, I'm going to have a few free ones as well.
Are you going to have a few beta groups? Brains,
yes.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about this.
Yes. Yep.
I encourage
that's upcoming.
Yeah, I encourage it all the time, because that way it is a win-win. You get an opportunity to buy into one of Carol's programs for a very minimal fee, go through the whole process, and provide feedback, which is so valuable. She'll use that data in turn and market and tweak it and do whatever she is going to do. And it's a win-win. I used to do market researches. I used to do focus groups. All of that data collecting is so important. Let's talk about the data in our life that we just keep up here in this, as I used to call it, a mainframe. What is the negative self-talk? What is the chatter? How do we turn it off?
You know, that is such a basic question, because I noticed in myself, probably when I was in my 20s, I used to always say, when someone would compliment me, I say, like, they'd say, that's a really nice dress, or this and that. And I'd say, oh, well, I got it cheap, or this old thing. Yay. Or someone would give you praise for doing, you know, a good job, say, oh, well, you know, I thought, why am I putting myself down? So then when I got in my 30s, I got more into like studying personal development and other more positive things. And I thought, well, I have to be my own best friend, because if I'm not supporting me, you know, like I saw it written one time, would you speak to your best friend and say really horrible negative things that you say to yourself? Would you say that to your best friend? And I said, no. And they said, well, you are your own best friend. Mm. And that really lit a light bulb for me. I thought, you know, that is so true. It's just amazing. So I've made it sort of my passion to empower and help other women, especially when they're down and negative about themselves. It's like, well, you can always find something positive in every day about yourself that you did. Maybe you smile at somebody in the grocery store who's having a bad day, or you, you know, you give a few dollars to someone who's down and out, you know, on the street, or, you know, just something about you that helps other people. Right. Doesn't have to be anything big. And you start thinking about what you've done over the past week, few months, and, you know, people are basically really, really good at heart. There are some that are not, but I just believe in the absolute positive goodness in people. And that is just, you know, something.
I was telling my granddaughters, you know, they're here visiting, and, you know, they're at that age. I have questions that really spark an interest in their mind. And we walked past this man, and he was down on his luck. You know, he was on the street. But let me tell you something. His skin was like velvet. It was beautiful. It was glowing, you know. And my granddaughter's kind of hunched up. And, you know, he said, hi, how you doing? You know, I said, you don't have to get too close, but he's still a human being. Don't dehumanize him, because everybody's got a story. You know, everybody's got a story as to why they are out here in the world. So being very philanthropic and being grateful and paying it forward, that is the gateway, brains. If you do that, everything else is secondary. because the universe accepts that. They say, you know what? This is the vernacular. This is what we're talking about in this head right now. Let's bring it forward. Do you do a lot of, like, I don't know, what do you do to sharpen your knife? Do you read? Do you meditate? Do you walk? Do you paint? What do you do?
Well, I do a lot of reading, and I also do quite a lot of walking, you know, when the weather is good. And I call them like walking meditations, because I love being out in the neighborhood where I am. There's not a lot of parks, but a lot of nice suburban streets with trees and beautiful gardens, and just walking along. I notice things, you know, to stay mindful, to stay in the moment. And I always say, thank you every day that, you know, I get up, I have a roof over my head, I have enough food. And then I look for ways, like, how can I pay this back? Just, you know, not going out of my way, but I'm always saying to myself, thank you. And it's so important to have gratitude in your life.
I do too. I ask myself too, how can it get any better than this? And what else is possible?
Yeah.
You know, it's always something. So let's talk to the woman entrepreneur really quickly about, oops, I'm sorry. Give me a second. Let me count this back in. 1, 2, 3. So Carol, let's talk about the woman entrepreneur.
Right.
That has the overachiever syndrome, that she's got to be this perfectionist. But in reality, it shows up as low self-esteem, because she says to herself, she's never enough. What do you say to that woman?
To that woman, I say to her, okay, let's say we've got, let's take 15 minutes. We're just going to concentrate on you, because you probably don't even give yourself that amount of time during the day, because everything else is more important. And then we have a bit of a conversation with her and say, okay, what do you like about yourself? What do you think you're good at? And how is this showing up in your life? And if they say, well, I can't think of anything, then I try to get them to think of just two or three positive things that have happened in their life. And I say, well, look, that was you who did that. And that is the inner you. I get them to focus on, some people call it the inner child. I call it the inner you. Get friendly with that person and bring her out, because that's your best friend. Because, you know, there's the expression, me, myself, and I. So we're never alone. If you think, you know, there's all sorts of different thoughts about how we connect to each other and in life and whatever. But I always thought, I've never been alone, because being a twin, I've always had my sister with me. Right. And that's what I look for, that connection in people.
How does that feel authentically? Do you feel her energy, her pain? You don't?
Oh, yes. I'll tell you a little story. I used to work in Geneva, Switzerland for several years. And my sister worked in Toronto, and there's a time difference of about 6 hours. So sometimes I'd be at work feeling really down and no energy. And all of a sudden I get this rush of energy and I was all set to go. And then my sister would contact me a bit later. She said, were you sort of like down and this and that about whatever time? Because all her energy would drain away and she felt like she just had to have a nap. So we would feel that. And then I can sense too, sometimes she would not be well. And I would give her a call and say, you're not feeling well, are you? And it's just something I can feel and sense.
Absolutely. I mean, I can only imagine a twin of me. Good gracious.
So.
Well, that is amazing. Tell us about the books. I know that you've been in 4 anthologies, but share with us a couple of the ones that you've been in and a little bit about your contribution.
Okay. I've been in, as you say, a few. One of the first ones I was in, it's called Ready, Aim, Inspire. I'll just sort of show you the thing.
Oh, that's a pretty cover. I like that. Let me see the people down below. Those are the other contributors. Look at you. You're right in the middle. Isn't that cute?
Yeah. This was a this was an excellent one. I was very impressed with this because we had Joe Vitale was in this.
Oh.
And he's very well known. I liked this one because it was all about positive contributions that each writer had in their life. And mine was about how to use your passion to create a positive life for yourself. So I had about 3 or 4 pages to write about that. And, you know, a little bit about the women I'd worked with and my life. And it was so inspiring. I just really, really loved that one. Mm-hmm. And it got to be a bestseller.
Wow,
so
look at you.
It may not be my personal book, but I'm working on a book of my own.
You know what? Any body of work, and a lot of people get lost in the pages of anthologies. You have to bring that out. I mean, because you may not be at the front or the back of the book, but you still have a very valuable contribution. Now, and I tell people all the time, you know, boast about that. Are you kidding me?
Yep. Now, the most recent one I was in about a year or so ago, it's called Dance in My Life. And they had 27 contributors in that. And it said, women who walk through the fire of life leave sparks of light wherever they go, and they illuminate the path for the future for women to come. And this was exciting to be in because we actually did it through weekly masterminds over a period of about 3 months. Everybody did their contributions. And then the lady who was the editor just had this beautiful cover designed, and I got personal growth out of it. I mean, I made some wonderful friends of the other authors, and I tell you, that was one of the best experiences I ever had.
Leaving a legacy, Carol, in closing, what do you want your legacy to be?
Well, I would like to think when people hear my name, they would say, ah, I remember Carol. She was always there, ready to help. She always had a kind word, a big smile, and I felt better for knowing her.
That's beautiful. And I feel better for knowing you. I'll give you your flowers now. Thank you so much for being here with me and the Brains on the Edge. Brains, I'm going to get Carol to give you all of her important information. I need you to love, like, and share right here. Love, like, and share. One more time. Love, like, and share. It costs you zero, but it means like so much to me and everybody out here in the world. Thank you, Carol, for coming in from Ontario, Canada, to vibe with me and my brains to raise our frequency of love and consciousness. You are a beautiful soul. How can they get in contact with you?
They can get in contact with me through my website, which is www.thepassionmotivator.com. And I have a contact link there. Or I also have a free ebook about success that they can sign up for and get. I'm also on Facebook and LinkedIn. So,
okay. So she's Googleable?
Yes, I am.
Put it in there, Brains. I'm going to put it in the back of the show notes. But really, you know, take heart to what she's saying and be gentle with yourself. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Brains.